2 weeks from today is the 14th annual Circle of Friends event, set for August 21st, 11:30 to 1 in Indiana Wesleyan University. And it's our pleasure to welcome this year's keynote speaker, Mary Cucarola, to the program today. By the way, just so you know, you need to RSVP by August 15th if you'd like to attend the Circle of Friends event this year, and it will be very much worthwhile, as it is every year, especially with Mary's presentation called Like a Landslide, A Mother's Climb Out of the Heartbreak of Her Son's Addiction. Mary, welcome to the program this morning.
Thank you.
Let's talk about you first of all. Give people your background. I know you've worked as a CPA, you've owned a business, you have a nonprofit called Cody's Fresh Start Charity Works. Give us a little bit about all that and whatever else you'd like to share.
Okay, thank you. I grew up in Western Colorado in a small town and moved to Denver in 1984 with my husband. My son Cody was born in Denver in 1987. I'm a retired CPA and business owner, and I retired from my CPA practice in 2016 to work full-time in my nonprofit, Cody's Fresh Start.
What can you share with us about the family situation that brought about the tragedy and, I guess, your work now in helping other families try to avoid that very situation?
Yeah, Cody was my only child, and he struggled with addiction for about 10 years. He overdosed on September 25th, 2013, and died. And he tried really hard to stay in recovery, mm-hmm. but he struggled with staying sober. He never resisted going to treatment or, you know, getting help. He just really struggled with the disease of addiction. You know, there's a history of addiction in my family, and he, you know, had some of the risk factors there. He, you know, grew up in a normal childhood and had a happy childhood, went to Catholic school for his whole school life from grade school through 12th grade, and he started the addiction probably around his junior year in high school is when it started to kick in and become pretty serious.
And this was alcohol? Am I picking that up from what you said?
It started with alcohol, and his first treatment center he went to at age 21 was for alcohol. Then it progressed into drugs.
I see.
He went from alcohol to basically smoking pot, and then pills, pain pills, then heroin.
I see. Mary, based on what your presentation title is, Like a Landslide, A Mother's Climb Out of the Heartbreak of Her Son's Addiction, share with us about your experience moving from that point on to where you are today without giving away the entire program that you're planning to present when you're here in Marion in a couple of weeks.
Okay, What happened in order to deal with my grief, I started Cody's Fresh Start. And what we do is we help others by providing treatment scholarships to those who can't afford to go to treatment. I needed something. Cody was my only child, so you know, after he died and after I had been so involved in trying to help him, you know, after he died, I started the nonprofit. And this really gave me purpose and helped me through my grief.
Yes.
And it's turned into something more than I thought it would, but that's a real positive thing. And I, like I said, I'm working full-time in it now and helping others.
We're speaking with Mary Cucarola, who is going to be the special guest speaker at the 14th Annual Circle of Friends, put on by Family Service Society, Indiana Wesleyan University hosting it. It'll be from 11:30 until 1 on Tuesday, August 21st. Even though we mentioned that RSVPs are needed by the 15th, seating is on a limited basis. I would not wait until the last minute. Go ahead and make your reservations by calling Janelle at 662-9971, and her extension was 106. So please get that done. That's Janelle, 662-9971, extension 106, and go ahead and get your seat hopefully available. And you also might check if you'd like to be an event sponsor. Mary, again, without asking you to go into a huge number of details, leave us with some information that you think is important for people to know in trying to battle these addictions and fight them, because we're in the middle of it here. I mean, there isn't any question in anybody's mind that addiction, opioid problems, whatever it may be, heroin, we're in the middle of that, in the throes of that. What advice can you offer to people out there who are in the midst of this struggle?
I think my advice would be that recovery is possible. There is hope. I've seen it happen over and over again with young people suffering from opioid addiction who get the right help and turn their lives around. It's not easy, but it's possible. And since I've been working in this for 4 years, I see it every day. Addiction is a treatable disease. It's not a moral failure, and that's the stigma that's attached to addiction. And, you know, we can't give up on people who need our help. They're sick individuals, and they need treatment. We need more treatment facilities. We need more access to treatment with the insurance companies covering it. And, you know, there's just a lot of problems with the system that's in place right now. But there is hope, and we can fix it. And that's, you know, that's part of what I'm out there doing, trying to convey that message of hope and compassion for these people who need help.
Mary, for people who would like to find out more about Cody's Fresh Start Charity Works, direct them where they need to go, whether it be a phone number, website, whatever it may be.
Yes, we have a website. It's www.codysfreshstart.org. And all of the information is on there. My story is on there. Everything that we do is on there. There's also a scholarship application for treatment under recovery support for anybody that would like to apply for a scholarship. Can find help there. We have a lot of information on our website as well.
Mary, any message you'd like to leave with our listeners before we wrap up this morning and plan to come and see you in a couple of weeks in Marion?
I'm really looking forward to coming. I've never been to Indiana before, and I look forward to giving my talk and hoping that it helps others and spread some awareness about the disease of addiction.
Thank you for the time this morning. I know it's a little bit, well, quite a bit earlier where you are than
where we are.
Thank you for accommodating.
It's pretty early here.
Thank you for accommodating our schedule, and we'll see you on the 21st.
Okay, see you then.
Okay.
Thank you.